the Machaber Bishlam also tells you Gavoa Asara. That's a Mishnah later on Daf Kuf Amud Aleph. In other words, that has nothing necessarily to do with our Braisa. So we have it within our Braisa, the Mokom Hamukaf Machitzos. We have the boar, and later on the Mishnah Daf Tzadi Tesu Amud Aleph, it mentions the tel. That's the, you know, the where the tel which is Gavoa Yud. Okay, so according to the Gra, all questions fall off. The Braisa, black and white, deals with Makom Hamukaf Machitzos. However, the Rishonim, we saw the Gaonim and Rashi and the Ritva, etc., all assume that the Makom Hamukaf Machitzos is not mentioned in our Braisa. Why not? So the Gaonim already say in Sefer Ha'itim that our Braisa is only teaching us Chidushim. It's not teaching us the obvious. It's teaching us the Chidushim. The Chidushim are Charitz v'Gader. The Chidushim are the Charitz and the Tel. Right? That according to their understanding, the Gader is this Tel, which is in a Rishus HaRabim, which is simply 10 Tvachim high. What is the Chidush? So here we saw the Ritva use the language Ki'ilu hu makom mukaf machitzos gavohos yud v'rachav arba arba. What is this Ki'ilu? So he pointed out that theoretically every ki'ilu is like a kafa dimyam. It could be that ki'ilu means that this is an expansion. We have a world of machitzos. Machitzos don't have to be fences. Machitzos can also be when you have an area which is ten tfachim, either above or below the Rishus HaRabim, that's also Keina Machitza. That's really one big halacha of a Rishus HaYachid, just with different examples, that we're expanding the definition of Machitza. However, we saw that the Ramban did not take that approach. The Ramban pointed out that if you have a tel, if you have an amud in the Rishus HaRabim, and you throw something on top of the amud, there's a chiddush that you are chayev. What's the chiddush that you are chayev? Because be'etzem, it's currently on a makom p'tur. What do you mean on a makom p'tur? It's Rishus HaYachid. Mechitzos olos ad larakia. Rishus HaYachid olos ad larakia. So Ramban says, no, that when we're dealing with mechitzos offenses, then they're ola ad larakia. However, the amud, there are no mechitzos, and therefore there's no din of Ola Adla Rakia. Namely, we see, according to the Ramban, that even though we're adding in the Charitz and the Amud, it's not equal to the world of Machitzos. It's parallel to the world of Machitzos. That we have two types, two tracks of Rishus HaYachid. A track of Machitzos and a track of non-Machitzos. Nafgamina, according to the Ramban, is the world of Rishus HaYachid Ola Adla Rakia. That's only within the world of Machitzos, not within the world of Rishus HaYachid, which is created without Machitzos. Yes, I'm sorry, first... yeah.
How far up does the non-Machitza go according to Ramban? Does it go up like Rishus HaRabim, the 10th of him, or does it stop at the on top of the mountain?
The language of the Ramban... It says that Avir Rishus HaYachid, where the subject is Nami Lo Havi, Dechi Amrinan Rishus HaYachid Ola Adla Rakia, Dilma Ba'avir Chotzer Avo Ba'amud Lo. That it's not Avir Rishus HaYachid, nothing. It doesn't go up at all. It doesn't go up at all. Only the surface itself. The surface itself is Rishus HaYachid. It has no Avir. It has no Avir, yes?
Does the Ramban hold? He definitely says by an amud that it doesn't go up. Does he hold the same thing by a boar?
By a
boar, the other case in operation.
It's a good question.
He's not talking about the boar over there.
He's not talking about the boar. From the way we're, the way that we are conceptualizing the Ramban, that's what we're saying. In other words, that when we're dealing with a world without machitzos, or maybe put it this way, we asked the question on the Ramban, what does that mean that it's parallel? And we answered that we can take a chakira of the Achronim and how to understand the machitzos, and perhaps use this chakira to define the two tracks of the Ramban. that there is a machlokis bechal among the achronim. What's the function of machitzos? Is the function of machitzos to enclose you from, that you're in the inside and you're enclosed? Machitzos serve to enclose. That's how we define a rishus hayachad, an area which is enclosed. Or do we find a rishus hayachad as an area which is set off from the rishus harabim? That that the machitzos serve as chasima. They serve as a block. They block the rishus harabim. So we pointed out, yitachin, that according to the Ramban, these are the two tracks. The machitzos that are made as fences, those would be the machitzos hamakifot, the person is surrounded. Masha'en came when the person standing on top of the amud, he's not surrounded by anything. But what? He is separated from the rishus harabim. And so that would be the machitzot ha-chosmot. So what we wanted to say is maybe when you have the machitzot ha-makifot, there you have the din of rishus hayachad ola adarakia. When you have the machitzot ha-chosmot, there we don't have a din of avir rishus hayachad. What Zimmerman is pointing out is that the boar can be viewed in either direction. In other words, the boar can be viewed, in other words, when you're dealing with the tell, so there, when you're standing on top of the tell, there, you're not mukaf, but you are chasum. When you're standing in the boar, you are mukaf. You're mukaf by the dirt. So that could be viewed, in other words, in either direction. That we'll see when we get to the Gidud Chamisha, the B'charitza Chamisha, in other words, in terms of how to view the boar. That's an open question. But simply from the statement, from the Ritva, the fact that the Ritva says that we are juxtaposing the two things mentioned in the Tosefta, namely the boar and the amud, we're just juxtaposing them to the mechitzos, and we're saying that they are ki'ilu mechitzos, so according to the Ramban, it would make sense to say that the two of them would be the mechitzot achosmot, as opposed to the machitza which is standing. But what's the makor of the Ramban? How did the Ramban know that the world of Avir is totally in machitzos, and it's not a din in Rishus HaYachid per se? So that's we move over to Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim says the makor of that is the sugya on Daf Dalet Amud Beis in Sukkah. That over there we have the sugya of good achis machitza, that a machitza theoretically may be able to go up higher than its physical structure. And the Gemara distinguishes that when you build an amud inside of a sukkah, and this amud is now has a heksher sukkah, we're not going to say on the amud, good achid machitza. However, when we're building a sukkah al rosh hagag, there we will say good achiz machitzin. The Gemara distinguishes, why would we distinguish between these two? That here we have machitzos nikaros, and here we don't have machitzos nikaros. And so we see that good achiz means an extension of the machitzos. That when you have machitzos, when you have walls of buildings that are machitzos, those machitzos which are nikarot, people recognize those as machitzot. Even if you're al sfas hagag, you recognize that you're on the top of a building. Those are machitzos nikarot. Those machitzos go up ad l'rakia. Masha'en came the amud, which is what the Ramban is talking about. That, according to Rava, we do not say good achiz machitzos. And Rava explains, because ein machitzos nikarot. This is the way Reb Chaim interpreted the Gemara. And Reb Chaim was bothered by the Rambam. The Rambam paskins that if you build a machitza, you have a roof, right? Let's say this is the roof, and you put amudim in the four corners of the roof, and then you put schach on those amudim. According to the Braisa, this is a machlokis between Rav Nachman, between who is the machlokis between Rav Huna and. No, it's in the Chokas in the Braisa, no? Who was it? Rav Yaakov. Rav Yaakov says this is a good sukkah, and Rabbanan say it's not a good sukkah. And then we have a Chokas Amoraim. What was the case that they argued about? And so Rav Huna said that they argued in this case, al sfas ha-machitza, and Rav Nachman says they argued in a situation where you built an amud over here, and on this amud, that's where you put the, you know, it's the schach, but not on the case of what would be the din, according to Rav Nachman, according to Rabbanim, in this situation. That's two, he has two options, and the Gemara ends up with teiku. So the Ravid asks on the Rambam, we pass like Rabbanim, we don't pass like Rav Yaakov, we pass like Rabbanim. Rabbanim, we have a suffix as to what do they hold in this case. Sveka deraisa l'chumer, how can the Rambam pass in this sukkah kshera? That's Ravid's question on the Rambam. So the Magid Mishnah already pointed out that the Rambam had a different girsa in the Gemara. That according to the Rambam's girsa in the Gemara, there was no suffix about this area, and therefore the Rambam can say whatever he wants to. In other words, if we learn, like Rav Nachman, that their machlokes is on the Amud, then it has nothing to do with what goes on Sfat HaGag, and the Rambam can paskin kosher. But the same Rambam paskins that when you put the Amud and you have the schach, that's possible, because this is, we don't say gudachis mechitzta. How can Rambam say gudachis mechitzta here if he doesn't say here? So Reb Chaim pointed out that when the Gemara speaks about the fact that a sukkah requires mechitzos hanikarot, we're not talking about the fact that good achiz is a lack of mechitzos nikaros. Mechitzos nikaros is the condition for good achiz. In order to say good achiz mechitzta, in order to say that walls go up, they have to be mechitzot nikarot. So when you have mechitzot, we view the walls of the building as mechitzot, then we have again a din of good achiz mechitzta. Ma she'en kein, when there are no machitza, where we simply have this amud, so this is in the amud, here we do not say good achiz machitza. This is the Ramban. This is what Reb Chaim says, this is the makor of the Ramban. How did the Ramban know that there's no din of avir, rishus hayachid ola adla rakia? Because the Ramban assumed that whatever we're going to say over here in the world of sukkah, we're going to say in the world of Shabbos. What creates Rishus HaRiyachid Ola Adarakiyah in Shabbos? The same thing that creates the walls of the sukkah. Good Achiz Mechitzta. Where do we have Good Achiz Mechitzta? When you have Mechitzot. However, when you have an Amud, there's no Good Achiz Mechitzta. This is exactly the Ramban. According to Reb Chaim, the Ramban saw the sugi on Daf Dalet Amud Beis in terms of sukkah. He extrapolated it to Hilchos Shabbos. Whatever we're going to say in sukkah, we're going to say good achiz. We're going to say good achiz also in the world of Shabbos, and therefore the Rambam paskins that when you have machitzot, there's a din of good achiz. But when you have an amud, there are no machitzot. It's a separate track. It's a track of Rishus HaYachid of Choseim. It's not the track of Rishus HaYachid of the Mukaf machitzot. There are no machitzot. How can you say good achiz machitzta? That's the Ramban according to Reb Chaim. Yes?
So according to the Ramban, put holes in all four corners of the mound, whatever it is, you would just have it, and would have a wall. In a case like in sukkah, if that was like a mound, and there were to be four pillars coming out of each of them,
we're coming to that. We'll come to that when we get to Pasei Biros. It's a proper question. We'll come to that. Yes?
I think it's related to this question. I don't understand your time. What makes it Nikaros in the case of Nats, Dal, Kundus, and Dal?
It's an excellent question that you're asking. When you read the sugi, you try and understand. Why? What makes something into Machitzot Nikarot? L'chora, we would assume that you should have the same standard. If we say that the Amud is not Machitzot Nikarot, because when you stand on top of the Amud, you don't see the Machitzot. You know they're there, but you don't see them. L'chora, that's a lack of Nikarot. So l'chor, if you're standing on the roof of a building also, you know that there are walls. So the Tosas over there already points out that there's a difference between the amud and walls, that the walls, the people inside, there's a difference between the language of mound. There's a difference between a mound, which is atum, which is solid, that there, the only perspective that we have is the perspective of being on top. And so, therefore, it's not nikar. However, when you have a building which is a shell, right, so the shell has also a perspective from inside. And so from inside, these machitzos are nikarot. In Achine, we're changing, we're pointing out that we have more than one perspective when we deal with a building. A roof of a building is considered to be nikar because the people inside realize they're inside of machitzot as opposed to the mound. And then, of course, you know, the question is, well, what if we would have a mound that then you would hollow out from inside? Would that turn into a house? Maybe that already would be the world of a gag as opposed to the world of an amud. Where you draw the line is hard to say, but clearly the Rambam paskins both of these dinim, one after another. So we have to, and the Gemara itself brings these halachos one after. So the Gemara itself brings these halachos one after another. What, which perek is it in the Rambam in Hilchos Sukkah? Right. So in Dalad Yud Aleph, the Rambam paskins no as arba kundisim al arba zavios hagag v'sichol gabon hoil v'sichol al stafsas hagag kosher roin es hamachitzos hatachtonot, name of the walls of the bayit ki ilu hen olot lemalos v'tachsichol. He says black and white. We have a din of good achis machitzta. Masha ein kein in that long halacha later on Yud Dalad at the end he points out bana ba amud v'yesh lo hechsher sukkah. Psula. Why? She'ein elu machitzos nikaros nimsa al gav ha'amud schach kosher below defanos. We don't say good achis machitzos. So, and the difference is it's not nikar. So, Conrad, this is called nikar, this is not nikar. The only thing I could think of is the fact that this has, there's more than one perspective within the house as opposed to the amud, since it's solid, there's only one perspective. However, all of this is the shita of the Ramban. The Rambam saw the same Gemara, but the Rambam made a clear distinction between what realm and what realm. The Gemara is in what Masechta? Sukkah. In Sukkah, good achis mechitzta is a relevant factor, because what do we need in Sukkah? What's the ingredient of a Sukkah? Defanot. You need defanot. We need walls. And so the only way of our getting walls is with a halacha of good achis mechitzta. The wall has to be expandable. The wall has to come up. But on Shabbos, the Rambam doesn't mention good achis mechitzta at all. But still, what halacha does the Rambam have in Hilchos Shabbos? Rishus HaYachid, Ola Ad LaRakia. Namely, so we see that Avi Rishus HaYachid, Ola LaRakia has nothing to do with good achis mechitzta. And therefore, the distinction between Amud and Mechitzot that we find in Sukkah, that here we can apply the din of good achis and here we can't, that's a Sukkah din. That's a din within the world of Sukkah. That within Sukkah we have this requirement of Mechitzos Nikaros. However, within Hilchos Shabbos, according to the Rambam, irrelevant if we're talking about the Amud, that the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos calls what? He just gives it a different phrase. Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Yud Dalet Halacha Aleph, Halacha Beis really, when the Rambam speaks about the world of Rishus HaYochid in Shabbos, he uses the language of the Mishnah later on. Ezohi Rishus HaYochid, sorry, Yudalad Aleph, tell Shigavoa Asara Tvachim, Verachav Dalad Tvachim al Dalad Tvachim, Vachain Acharitz, Vachain Mokom Shumukav Arba al Arba, which is what we would have called our classic Rishus HaYochid. In all of these cases, we have the halacha that Avi Rishus HaYochid, Ki Rishus HaYochid, Ad LaRakia. Namely, the Rambam doesn't have two tracks like the Ramban. The two tracks of the Ramban are relevant, according to the Rambam, only in Sukkah. That Rambam brings in Hilchos Sukkah, the Sfas Hagag and the Amud, the Mechitzos HaNikaros and the Mechitzos which are not Nikaros. However, in Shabbos, he simply brings, we have three examples of Rishus HaYochid, all on the same level, and we have a din of Avi Rishus HaYochid Ola Rakia. So what, according to the Rambam, is the source of this din of Avi? According to the Rambam, maybe we'll start off, what's the common denominator according to the Rambam between the tel, the charitz, and the machitzos? Why? What's the common denominator? You're not mukaf in a tel, right? So, in other words, in all of them you have the chasima, you have the world that you are, you have the machitzos ha-chosmos, that you are separated from Rishus HaYochid by a separation of 10 tefachim. You have this world that you are mugdar, that you are separated. The ikar is that you are muvdal from Rishus HaRabim. That creates a makom mugdar, a makom mugbal, And then the halacha is that makom goes up ad rakia. Namely, nothing to do with machitzos. The Rambam doesn't require machitzos. There's no track of being mukaf machitzos. There's a track of being a reshus hayachid, which is created by a chasima. The chasima could be a machitza. The chasima could be a mound. The chasima could be a pit. All of those are irrelevant, according to the Rambam. The moment that you are mugdar as being in reshus hayachid, you have avir sha'ola ad l'rekia. We pointed out who agrees with the Rambam within the Rishonim and says that even on an amud, we say that reshus hayachid is ola ad l'rekia.
Rashi.
This is Rashi, the Rambam. The Ramban is comparing Shabbos to Sukkah, and the Rambam says no. Sukkah is Sukkah. There is the din of Defanos. And Shabbos is a whole different world. Okay, that's what we have over here, Ruchaim. Very, very powerful in terms of creating a two different worlds. Again, Ruchaim, his purpose is to explain to us the Rambam's in Hilchos Sukkah that we shouldn't have the kasha of the Raivin and we shouldn't have a steer within the Rambam. But within, by doing that, he's redefining the world of Shabbos and Sukkah, that according to the Ramban, these are one world of good achis machitza, when you have machitzas, and we have a separate track of amud, and that separate track of amud doesn't have machitzas. There's no din of good achis machitza, so it doesn't go under the rakia. Masha ein ken, according to the Ramban, this is a chiluk within the final Sukkah, and within Shabbos, we have a separate din of olos ad l'rakia, the moment that it's defined as a reshus hayachid. And reshus hayachid is anything which is separated from reshus harabim in any of these three manners that the rabbim cannot enter. The rabbim can, they are blocked. They can be blocked by a mound. They can be blocked by the walls of the pit. They can be blocked by machitzot. Moving, taking this one step further, I sent you to other areas where this chakira is very, very relevant. The first of them is the world of pasei biraos. That's a Mishnah on Eruvin on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, that the Olei Regalim needed water. You had a bore that had water. That bore was deep, 10 tefachim. To take the water out of that bore on Shabbos, we're moving it from a Rishus HaYochin to a Rishus HaRabin. That would be a Malacha. So we have the concept that if you have four corners, Machlokes, you know, it's in terms of what has to be the dimension of these four corners. Let's take the Dui Paskin light of an Amma by an Amma in each of those four corners. Then this area, which is enclosed, is considered to be a Rishus HaYachid, and the Olei Regalim could enter into here, pull out the water, give water to their animals, they themselves can drink. V'shalom al Yisra. Okay, that's the Mishnah of Pasei Biraos. When we say this is a Rishus HaYachid and this is a Rishus HaYachid and this is a Rishus HaRabin, on what plane are we dealing? So the Gemara in Daf Chav says that if you throw something from here to here or from here to here, what's the halacha? Chayav. This is a Din De'oraisa. This is a Rishus HaYachid Mi De'oraisa. We Chazal only allowed the Olei Regalim to take advantage of it. But Meikar Hadin Mi De'oraisa, this is a Rishus HaYachid. Come along, all the Rishonim, and ask, what in the world is going on over here? Here, we have an area which is Parutz, which is totally open. And this Parutz is more than the Omed. And all of the Dinim of Shabbos are a halacha l'Moshe Misinai. The Ritva Bayas pointed out that the Charitz and the Amud have the status of Rishus HaYachid, Hachi Gemiralan. And the Gemara on Daf Dalet and Eruvin says that there are three areas of l'Moshe Misinai: Shiurim, Chatzitzin, and Machitzin. Shiurim, Chatzitzin, Machitzin, Kulan halacha l'Moshe Misinai. And then the Gemara on Daf Tezvav says, it was unclear when the Gemara had a halacha Moshe Misinai, what about Parutz? Ka'omed. What if you have a 50-50 situation? Is that considered to be a machitza or not? The Gemara goes back and forth. But clearly, if we have Parutz Meruba al Ha'omed, that's no good. And the Gemara speaks about that as Hilchasa Gemiraban. That's a halacha Moshe Misinai. How can we have a case of Pasi Yiroz We're saying this is Rishus HaYachid Midoraisa. If we have a principle that Paretz Merubah Al HaOmen is no good Midoraisa, how does that go together? So the Ravid gives the most fascinating answer, which is what? The Ravid is quoted both by the Ritva and by the Rashba over there in Erevin. What? That this din of Paretz that you need, Paretz Merubah Al HaOmen or Paretz Ka'omen, is Midrabanan. Midoraisa, even if Paretz Merubah, either Gemara uses the phrase Hilchas HaGemiralan or Gemara Gemiralan, what does that mean? That Moshe Rabbeinu knew that Asidin Chachamim, someday Chachamim are going to make this Gzera. That's the Hilchas HaGemiralan. Namely, it was known that Masha Tamid Asid Mechadesh was already known by Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu knew already that they were going to make this Gzera. Rinan Le'el, Hakim Rachmana Lo Tifritz Ruba, Zemidina Durabana, Durachmana Agmere Lesinai, Shehain Asidin Chachamim Letaken. Yes? So Mida Oresa, there's no problem. So Mida Oresa, that's the Ravid's approach. Okay? Yeah, that requires a Ravid to be able to say that Gemiralan means that Moshe Rabbeinu was told that Chachamim in the future are going to make such a gzera. So what other alternative do we have? We have Tosis' alternative. Rabbanim HaTzarfatim. What does Tosis say? One-liner. It's a one-liner in Erevin. Choshuv Petach. That everyone knows that a Rishus HaYachid has to have a door. I mean, a door is not going to destroy Rishus HaYachid. Every house has a door. Every chotzer has a door. How can you have a door? So it's a petach. And so over here, we're defining petach, 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 petach. So of course, this is a very technical sort of halacha. The question is, well, what are the dimensions of a petach that are going to be problematic? Okay, so Tosis will deal with that. Can we have a petach? Maybe a petach could be up to Esri Mama. In other words, it's a similar issue in terms of making a tzurat petach. How far can it be? But according to Tosis, we have over here a din that these are petachim. Okay, these are petachim, and they don't destroy the Rishus HaYachid Midoraisa. However, the Rashba and the Ritva come up with a much more powerful formulation. To read it to you. Hachanami, kachu din Torah, dekol sheyesh mechitzot shleimot bezaviyot shiur amala kol tzad kein pasi biraot, chashuva mechitza gemura, velo tipasel b'shum pirtza ba'olam. Ba'o chachamim asu shalotalt b'latzorach ol regalim ol edvar mitzvah kid debi'ina. Or, that's the language of the Ritva, the language of the Rashba, kol sheyesh mechitza b'peyos v'ika, shem arba mechitzas, afilu paretz meruba, havyan mechitzas. What are they saying over here? These are machitzas mamash. In other words, what then do we do with the Gemara of Paretz Merubah Al HaOmen if these are machitzas mamash? Sharper, new. What are we talking about? What's our whole topic? According to the Ramban, how many types of Rishus HaYachid do we have?
Two.
What are the two types? Mukach machitzos and without machitzos. This, in other words, where do we have the, in other words, this over here is which type? Which type are we using over here? These are this is mukach machitzos. Makom mukach machitzos. If you have four corners and you have an ama in each corner, this is a makom hamukach machitzos. This person is enclosed. Once he's enclosed, there's no problem with Paretz Merubah Al HaOmen. It's not that Paretz Merubah is a din d'rabbana. It's not that it's a din of petach. These are machitzos. This person is mukach machitzos. Where do we have a din of Paretz Merubah Al HaOmen in the other track? Where we don't have machitzos, then you want to deal with the fact that you have a chasima from the Rishus HaRabim. Rishus HaRabim is blocked. If Paretz Merubah Al HaOmen, the Rishus HaRabim is not being blocked. So the classic example, which we haven't yet dealt with today, but I gave you at the Mar Makamo so you'd see where we're heading, is that maybe, in other words, when you have four machitzos, that's a makom mukaf machitzos. Maybe if you only have three machitzos, that would be a chasima. That will come to in terms of. So we would say, well, if you have three machitzos, then parts merubah omed will be a problem. Four machitzos, now this is considered to be shame arba machitzos, when you have four machitzos. But even in terms of what we learned, if you have, let's say we're dealing with our amud. Okay, let's take our amud. We have our amud, okay? And let's say, so, and you're standing over here, right? These are each 10, okay? And it's four sides that we have our amud. If someone were to make a ramp up to this amud in an area that would be Paritz Maruba Meha Omed, just like over here we have these four holes, what if you were to make a ramp up to the amud, a long ramp, not a telemislake, a long ramp, such that in Achinami it's 10 up, but we have a Paritz Meruba Omed. That's where Paritz Meruba Omed would break it down. Paritz Meruba Omed tells us that when we're dealing with the track of Chasima, and you have an area which is Paritz Meruba Omed, that's not a Chasima. However, when we're dealing with the track of Machitzos, this is Shem Arba Machitzos. That's what the language of the Rishonim is. These are the Talmidim of the Ramban. Kol Machitza Bepeyos Ve'ika Shem Arba Machitzos Afilu Paritz Meruba Havyan Machitzos Din Torahu Dekol Sheyesh Machitzos Shleimos Bezavi Oshir Ama Kol Tzad Chashuva Machitza Gemura Velo Tipasel Beshum Pirtza Ba'olam. That these two tracks would not only be a nafgamina in terms of good achiz machitza, it would also be a nafgamina in terms of the whole din of Paritz Meruba Me Al HaOmed. That the sugi on Def Tesvav is talking about when you have a Rishus HaYachid of a Chasima. There, Paritz Meruba Al HaOmed will break the Chasima. But if you have a Rishus HaYachid which is created by Machitzos, as long as you maintain your Hekef Machitzos, even by these four Amos, these eight Amos, right, that's already enough to define this as a Rishus HaYachid. Your Mukaf Machitzos. We don't care about the Pirtzos. Okay? So that's where we have a second nafgamina in this area. A third nafgamina, well, it's not so much a nafgamina as it would be a tnai. The Ramban, and of Tzadi Tesimut Beis, in Nuntes Amad Aleph, I'm sorry, the Ramban in Nuntes Amad Aleph, in Eruvin, is dealing with the situation of where does one draw the line between a Rishus HaYachid and a Rishus HaRabin. Sof kol sof, the moment that we bring topography into the picture, particularly Eretz Yisrael, there are Moradios and Ma'alot, and there are Harim and Beka'ot, etc. So if I'm standing in a certain place, particularly according to Rav Yehuda, I only need two machitos we're going to see. Maybe somewhere in that direction there's going to be a mountain, and somewhere in that direction is going to be a mountain, and that should turn me into a Rishus HaYachid. Or to take it, you know, to the point of absurdity, maybe the whole world of land is a Rishus HaYachid, because we have machitzos of the Okeanos. Everyone knows that in the oceans there are areas that go down 10 tefachim, and those should turn the entire civilized world into one big Rishus HaYachid. Where do you draw the line? So the Rashba says there must be a line. The Rashba in Erev in Kaf Beis and Bet Aleph, clearly Yesh Bo Shiar at Heichan Kari Rishus HaYachid. However, Adavar Tzarach Talmud, exactly where do you draw that line? He leaves it, he throws up his arms. There must be a line. Clearly there must be a line. Similarly, the Ritva points out, V'kashali mikol makabat emas ayeh meruchekech sheir chashuvas machitzos l'shavya rishus hayachid. So we have the answer of the Ramban. The Ramban wrote it himself in Eruvin Nun Tes Amad Aleph, and it's quoted by the Ritva and of Kavtes Amad Beis. He says, Omer Rabbeinu Harav, Dehainu kol sheroa atzmo toch ha-mechitzot. That even though on Shabbos we don't have the same standard of Nikar that we have in the world of Sukkah, afilu hachi binan shiyira atzmo toch mechitzot. The language of the Ramban himself, af al pi shiyev sheshlo yuhar mevekal asaviv lahen, kol she'en ha-mechitza nireis lo omdim be'emtza ve'ena nikeres lahem. Namely, that no matter which track you're taking, there, even if you're taking the track of the chasima, that somehow you have to feel that you are mukaf with these mechitzot, that the mechitzot serve in some way to enclose you. That is a reality, namely that it's not enough that there be mechitzot, but the person subjectively has to feel the mechitzot. He has to see the mechitzot. He has to have that sense of being enclosed. So that's there. In other words, so again, this stems from the Ramban's. He points out we have these two forms of mechitzot, but if you'll ask, the mechitza chosemes we're going to have by the oceans, but even that has to be something which is relatively experienced by the individual. The fact that you know it theoretically, the fact that National Geographic will show it to you, that doesn't turn your island into a reshus hayochid. It has to be something that when you're standing on the island, you can see all around you the hekef. Okay, but if you're in the middle of Manhattan, you're not going to be able to see the hekef. So then that hekef would not turn you into a reshus hayochid. Again, not all Rishonim hold this way. The Rashba says there must be a shiur, and everybody doesn't know what the shiur is. So when we bring that away, finish learning and these sugyas and see Rav Moshe's tshuvas about the machitz around Manhattan, etc. These are issues that come up. Which of these shitas we're going to take halachu lemaisa? But at least we see from the Ramban that this sense of being enclosed is something which has to be experienced. Yes.
In front of
yes. I'm sorry, Rabbi Blech.
We're in front of the building, Gruss, and we have Gruss building, and we have that mountain over there.
So according to Rav Yehuda, we have the two walls that would create a reshus hayachid. In other words, that's the famous Chazon Ish who deals with those buildings in terms of creating reshus hayachid. You know, where it's within a city. You know, it's where you look around, where you look, you see a building there and a building here and a building here. And the question is, you know, and then we put those together. Well, see, how do we pass it? How many walls does Rishus HaYachid need? That's part of this question as well. To what degree you require? But the Ramban points out, no matter which approach you're taking, we have to have the experience of being able to see the mechitzos. Yes.
The example from ground, because I mean, if you were in a plane,
l'chore,
you'd see a lot more mechitzos.
L'chore, from where you are, from where you're standing.
What about the amud then? He's also feeling like
you're
because you were separate.
Right, exactly.
Just
you experience that
separateness. It's a different thing in terms of the
correct, but to experience that separateness. Okay, moving over to the world that we mentioned earlier of Gidud Chamisha Umachitza Chamisha. You saw that in the Gemara in Gittin, there's a question as to whether these two forms of separation, the gidud and the machitza, can be added together. But there's machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos as to what is the ukimta. What is the ukimta according to Rashi of gidud chamisha or machitza chamisha? According to Rashi, we have a bor that has walls of five tvachim, and on top of that, you have a machitza of five tvachim. Tosfos says, those of a Ferish and Mishnayas board, Bechul Yoso, that can't be over here our issue. So, Torah tells us what's our issue? We have an Amud of five Tfachim high, and then on top of that Amud, we have a Gader of five Tfachim. What over here is the common denominator between Rashi and Tosfos in terms of the issue of the Gemara? What would be the Machlokas? What do we have over here? What kind of a combination is the Gemara offering? That the question is, can we combine these or can we not combine them? Yes? Exactly, right. In other words, the question is that according to Rashi, you're in the pit. So you have five tfachim of a chasima that divide you from the Rishus HaRabim. However, I'm sorry, you have, right, however, mitzad the Rabim, there's only... Wait, put it this way. The other, sorry, the way around. From your perspective, you are according to Rashi, you being in the pit, bor v'chul yaso, you are mukaf machitzos of ten tfachim. But someone who is from the side of the rabbim, he's only nechsam by five tfachim. Right? And according to Tosfos, we have the opposite situation where you, in other words, where the rabbim are nechsam for ten tfachim, they have the amud of five and the machitzos of five, but you are only mukaf by five tfachim. Namely, the question is, to what degree do these two forms of Rishus Hayachid allow themselves to be combined? We would say that this should be Machokis Rishonim. According to the Rambam, it's all totally a chasima. So as long as you have a chasima, that's what's most important. According to the Ramban, we have these two tracks of chasima and hekef. And the question is, can they be combined? But within the sugi itself, before you get to the Rishonim, we can already see a hint in this direction that we have from whose perspective? From the perspective of the rabbim. Sometimes, in other words, in Tosis's case, from the perspective of the rabbim, we have a chasima of ten. But from the perspective of the person standing on top of the amud, he is only mukaf by five. From the perspective of in terms of Rashi, from the perspective of the person in the bor, he's mukaf by ten. From the perspective of the people in the rabbim, they're nechsam by five. And the question is, maybe you need both. In other words, is it enough that you have a one-way street, or do you need a two-way street? Is it enough that you have one factor from one perspective, or does it have to be from both perspectives? In any case, the same language that we're using can be used to understand the two sides of the Gemara. Two more sugyos that we have. One is moving back to Shabbos. We are learning Masechta Shabbos, believe it or not. So we're going to come on Dav Zayin Amud Beis to the Gemara of Rav Gidl, where you have Gufa, in other words, about 12 lines down on Dav Zayin Amud Beis. Gufa Amar Rav Gidl Amar Rav Chia Bar Yosef Amar Rav Bayis She'ein Tocho Yud. Very, very low ceiling. V'kir Yo Mashlimo Yud Al Gago Mut. I'm sorry. Let's just move over, continue a few lines. Amar Abaye, imchokak bo. You have this house that is, let's say, made up of 10 by 10, and imchokak bo in the middle, dalid al dalid, v'hishlim al yud, that you make an airspace of yud somewhere within the house. Mutar letaltel bikulo. Okay, Tosus over there asks, kasha leriva, maishna misuka deina gavoa yud. That we have the same principle, chokak ba lehashlim al yud, but there we have a condition. Im yesh misfas hachkak lekot al gimel tfachim psula, pachos mi gimel ksheira. In sukkah, we need lavud between the area that you are deepening out and the pre-existing wall. V'hocha mahani chakika afilu mufleges mena kotel harbei. So what Tosas does is he explains sukkah. Yes, T-Rex is shiny hasam gabi suka bein and shiu machitzos smuchos l'sakach. In our language, what would we say in suka? What requirement do you have? You need a dofen, right? The dofen has to, if even it's going to be made up of two parts, those two parts have to be within three tefachim of one another. It should be considered to be one dofen that then goes up to the sakach. You need that combination of sakach and defanot. And so, if over here you have your schach, and over here we have a wall of eight, and then over here you're going to go down another two. So this has to be a wall of ten. There has to be lavud over here that you're going to have a dofen of ten. But in Shabbos we don't need a dofen. But what do we need in Shabbos? That Tosfos by us doesn't say. But if you look over there in Sukkah, there's a parallel Tosfos. And Tosfos over there in Sukkah does tell us what we need. What do we need in in Shabbos? Tosfos in Shabbos tells us what we need in Sukkah, and Tosfos in Sukkah tells us what we need in Shabbos. Tosfos points out, very last, and it's Tosfos Maskol Pachos on Davdalad Amid Beis, at the end of Tosfos he points out, In other words, in Sukkah we need Defanos. What do we need in Shabbos? What's the language over here? Limnoa derech rabim. That on Shabbos we need a machitza chosemes. You need that which will keep the rabim away. So, my nafkamina, here we have eight, here we have two. There's no need that there should be a din of lovet over here. That echshelo, the bottom line is that this person is separated from the rishus harabim by 10. In other words, that we have this concept of the world of a chasima, the machit, in other words, the machitza may need 10, but the chasima doesn't need 10. So again, we have these two options, that even when you have the world of machitza, becholzot, it can be viewed from the perspective of the fact that the rabbim are prevented by a separation of 10 from disturbing this person's privacy. Okay, Tosus Yishanim by us adds in something. Va'od yesh lomar, says Tos by us, says Tos Yishanim, the hocha yesh machitzot gevoot mi bachutz, ve'ein tzarech lotzaref hagidud, ela she'ein avir yud, u'kishachokak ika avir yud, b'makom echad, dehave reshus hayachid, aval besuka tzarech lotzaref hagidud, u'biyose migimel, lo mitzaref. This is a different answer. What would you say over here is the answer of the Tosos Yishanim? The Hacha Yesh Machitzot Gevoot Mi Bachutz. Or maybe it's the same answer. What is Tosos Yishanim saying? That in Sukkah we have to look from within, from the perspective of within. From within we need defanot. The person has to be surrounded by defanot. So that's only going to be if you're going to have the love with. Masha'en Kain, in the world of Shabbos, our perspective is from the outside. The person standing over here, again, I think it'd be the same thing as Tosos in Sukkah. He is nimna, he is manua. The regular, the Rambam is manua from his perspective. In other words, by 10. My nafkamina, if it's 8 and 2, in other words, as 1, if 10, or 8 and 2. There's not, in other words, he is being prevented from his perspective by 10. So maybe Tosos Yishanim is saying the same thing as Tosos in Sukkah, just with a different nisua, just using a different form of language. Tosos, but in Sukkah, he uses the phrase "Gamnoa derech rabim," and he speaks about the fact that it's a question of machitzot. Yesh machitzot gevohot mibachutz. In other words, from the perspective of the chasima of the rabim, that's where we have the 10. Yes.
I think he's actually saying, because in our case, the Gemara says that the roof adds up to the wall, and from the outside it is 10 tefachim tall. It's just from the inside, because the roof is thick.
The chakika.
That's what the Brisa is explaining.
Chokak bo is chokak in the. No, it's bayashen. Vekeryo mashlim al yud. Chokak bo. Rashi says chokak bo bekarka habayis. You want to say chokak bo means in the kirui. There is such a gemara, but that's not this gemara. I understand, in other words, but the kiryu machshim asara. So then mitad the gag, you have asara. That's what the Tosos Yishanim is saying. In other words, but from inside, im chokak bo. In other words, according to your way of learning, it should have pointed out chokak in the tikra. Chokak bo bekarka habayis. V'shlim ochak lechalal yud gavoa ad hakiryu. That's what Rashi learns. He says, "Even for the Tosos Yishanim, it could still end up."
Even
Chalchak Bo, Rashi, you know, if Tosi Yishan, I would understand that you were Chokek in the Gag.
I think you're saying that you'd be Chokek in the ground. It's just that from the outside there's still 10 Tfachim walls. If you include the roof, there's 9 Tfachim walls.
In other words, that from the outside, forget about the Chokek.
Yeah.
So then why do you need the Chokek at all?
Tosi Yishan says you need the Avir. You need the Avir. Tosi Yishan says that.
It says the
ain't
sarflet tzarik like you do. You don't even have to.
That's a sukkah. Again, no, it's the hacha yesh machitos gavoas mi bachutz. Elo she'ain. You're right. You're right. I'm sorry. It was my mistake. No, it's according to Tosfos Yeshanim. In other words, we're dealing over here with two dinim of rishus hayachid. Mitzad the outside. This is like an amud yud. In other words, you can stand. Someone standing on top is in Rishus Hayachid. So we have the Amud Yud, right? But for someone inside, since he doesn't have the Avir Yud, so he doesn't have the Shimush. He doesn't. It's not Necha Tashmishet. He doesn't have the Shimush that he requires. But right, you're correct. So Tosfos Yeshanim sets it up as an Ukimta. Ukimta is that outside you have already Yud because of the Kiri.
So
correct.
You would seem that you need both tracks.
Anachinami. The final sugya is the sugya that I sent you to in Eruvin on Daf Peites, where we're dealing with the world of gagot. We're dealing with the world of roofs, and these roofs are part of a neighborhood. And the question is, in terms of carrying from roof to roof, is this all considered to be one rishus, or that since each roof belongs to a different individual, so that would break up the rishiyot? And so Rav and Shmuel distinguish. They say that if we have the following situation, Itmar, Rav Amar ein metaltalin bo on the roof, ela arba amos. Shmuel Amar, namely that we view, in other words, we do not view this roof as a rishus hayachid. Shmuel Amar mutar letaltel bekulo on the entire roof. B'machitzot nikarot kulei alma lo plige, ki plige b'machitzot she'ein nikarot. Rav Amar ein metaltalin bo ela dalad amos. Lo amar gud achis mechitzta. Shmuel amar muter letalto bekulo damar gud achis mechitzta. That we have over here two ukimto. Here is the gag, right? It's the gag of dalet al dalet. The height over here is certainly yud. And the question is, where is the next gag? This belongs to Reuven, and over here we have a gag of Dalet al Dalet, and this belongs to Shimon. Again, the same dimensions. This is Yud. So we're saying that this area on top over here is a Rishus Hayachid, and that in this area, everyone agrees, Rav and Shmuel agree, that the person can carry Bekulo. This is not a Dalet al Dalet, this is 10 by 10, 20 by 20, etc. Masha Enkein, if Reuven and Shimon were to share a house, and there were to be a wall over here, then this is Shimon's Rishus Hayachid, and this is Reuven's Rishus Hayachid, and this is Reuven's roof, and this is Shimon's roof. The question is over here, can we view this machitza which exists below as being a machitza also on the gag? That's the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. That ki plige b'machitzos she'enon nikaros. Rav amar ein metaltalin bo ela dalet amos. Lo amar gud asik machitzta. Shmuel amar muta letaltal bekulo damar gud asik machitzta. Namely that over here, we have a situation where, if we were to ask, again, this is a house, right? This is a gag. So he pointed out that within the Gemara in Sukkah, we saw that going up over here, we say good asik, right? That we go up, the Sfas Hagag goes up. The Sfas Hagag goes up, meaning that Reuven, from the perspective of being Mukaf Machitzos, he is Mukaf Machitzos. However, what is missing? What is missing? In terms of, we have a person who is, we have Mukaf, both Reuven and Shimon, to assert our Mukaf Machitzos. What is missing? A chasima is missing. There's no chasima between Reuven and Shimon. Namely, that on one hand, in terms of we have over here, I mean, according, assuming the Zomachokas, which is the Sugyos, that the moment that we have a Gag, we say that the Sfas HaGag is good asik, so each of them has a, there's a machitza all around. However, that which distinguishes between Reuven and Shimon below doesn't distinguish between them above. The question is that an issue? Is that an issue? So again, in terms of our interplay between the concept of machitzos makifot and machitzos chosmot, so we have over here a machitza she'ena nikeret. So on one hand, we have a machitza she'ena nikeret. Midrabon, midrabon, yeah, not midaraisa. In other words, that we have over here the world of hekef mechitzot, but we're missing the chasima. Is that going to be a factor? That's the machlokas over here between Rav and Shmuel. Okay, so what we tried to point out is that according to the Ramban, we saw that there are two tracks of Rishus Hayachid. We had the track of mechitzos. We call it the Book of Machitzos, and the track of the Chasima from Rishus HaRabim. That's what we saw in terms of the Tel, in terms of the Bor. By the Rambam, on the other hand, the Rambam puts everything together. The moment you put everything together, so the common denominator would be the world of Chasima. According to the Ramban, Nachtimina over here would be in terms of good asik machitza only applies to machitzos, not to the world of chasima. According to the Rambam, there's no good asik machitza. So we have a din of avi rishus harabim ola avla rakia. According to the Ramban, when we have machitzos, you can even have the machitzos of the pasiv yiraos. That would be considered mukaf of machitzos. And there's no din of parts of rebel omed. Rashaykin and chasima, there we have a din of parts of rebel omed. The Rambam, how does Rambam deal with pasiv yiraos? He has the Raivitz track of saying that Paritz Meruba is a drabanan, or he has Tosus's option of saying we have a petach, but he doesn't have the option of saying that we have lechora, that we have mukaf machitzos, because he doesn't have such a separate track. In terms of what else do we? Right, and we pointed out that according to the Ramban, the moment we have a concept of heke, that this could be a condition, a minimal condition as to the distance machitzos can be, one has to feel that sense of heke. It's not enough that the machitzos are hosting somewhere in the world, that one has to be able to sense that sense of heke. In terms of gidud, chamisha v'machitza, chamisha, whether these can be combined. So again, from the perspective of the chasima, we can have sometimes a chasima of yud and machitza of five, or we can have a machitza of yud and a chasima of five. And the question is as to which track we're looking at. And then we had the world of chakika within the house, the Gornav Adav Zayin Amad Beis, that we saw over there, that the chasima of the rabbin was the criteria by which we could add the eight and the two. And over here, in terms of the world of the Gag, we can see also that even though we apply the world of good asik, or according to the the Rambam, we simply say this is Avya Rishus Hayachid, but the Chasima is missing, and that's, you know, perhaps the question over here between Rav and Shmuel. Okay, yes, you wanted to ask him, sorry.
Is the top of the, is the roof of Reuven and Shimon's house a separate Rishus? Rishus Hayachid, is it joined together?
So Mido Arai, so we have over here one Rishus. The question is, Mido Rabbanan, do we require an Eruv between the two, or do we say that, you know, or is it each of them has...
Why would it be any different than a chatzer? Than a standard chatzer?
Because we have beneath it, over here, a machitza. We have a machitza she'en any keres. This machitza, you know, divides Reuven and Shimon, both Daraisa and Drabanan. The question is, do we view this machitza as moving, as going up on a Drabanan plane?
If it was one building, a semi-attached home, or just like a wall, it's like separating a room inside, so...
So that's our question. In other words, this separation goes all the way up, but it doesn't manifest itself above. So, in other words, when we speak about the world of good asik machitza, so we saw that applies on the for the machitzos nikaros. Over here, we have a machitza she'ena nikaros. And so in this world, we have a question as to whether we can view it as a machitza between Reuven and Shimon. Each of them know that this is their part of the roof. In other words, that they would have a line on the roof that would distinguish between them, wherever this line is. Whether that's enough to give each of them their own rishus hayachid, that on one hand we have the hekef, on the other hand we don't have the chasima. To what degree is that important? Okay, but the main distinction, the main question over here in terms of our tracts of machitzos and chasima, will be in terms of the number of machitzos we require, and that's what I gave you. The Mari Makomos, that we'll see that the Machokas is as broad as one can possibly picture it in terms of, do we need two Machitzos, three Machitzos, four Machitzos, who says what, how does it work its way into the Rishonim, and to be able to distinguish that maybe you could say that we would have, even within the world of Machitzos, two different tracks. That will come to B'li Neder on Yom Rivi.